Gleanings from the Psalms, chapter 79, Psalm 35. Our cause is His. Our cause is His. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. The reader should know that the word rendered plead in this verse is in the Hebrew text identical with the one rendered strive. Thus the literal rendering is given in the revision. Strive, O Lord, with them that strive with me. The sum of the matter is that God makes Himself responsible for our case and proposes to do all our fighting for us. Whoever attacks us has God to contend with. His victory is our victory, and we may be confident in the assurance that in order to overcome us while we are trusting in God, the devil would have to overcome God Himself. The Lord defends us. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. No prayer for help can ever be offered to the Lord in vain. We may make foolish requests for things that would be harmful for us. But no cry of need, no plea for help in trouble, no matter from whom, was ever unheeded by the Lord. Whoever asks for help, asks according to God's will, and may be sure of receiving that for which he asks. What a comfort to know that whenever any foes assail us, God Himself takes His weapons and stands up for our defense. Faith better than weapons. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. How often, when we are in trouble, if our eyes could be open to discern spiritual realities, we should see a column of armed warriors standing between us and the enemy, guarding us from danger. The province of faith is to enable us to see them, even when they are invisible, and to give us the same sense of security as if with our natural eyes we saw God with a spear in His hand, stopping the way of our pursuers. The devil knows that he has no power against the Lord, and will not attempt to make any stand against Him. But he endeavors by roaring to frighten us so that we will flee from our place of shelter, and allow him to seize us when we are defenseless. The Lord is salvation. Say unto my soul, I am your salvation. We must not think that by this prayer we induce God to speak words of encouragement to us that He has not before thought of. It is He who teaches us to pray. The need of which we are conscious, and which moves us to ask for help, is known to us only by God's offer of the help which will supply it. This prayer is only for the purpose of making us realize that the great God Himself is indeed our salvation. It is not enough to say that He saves us. He is the salvation, saving by His own life, divine intervention. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Although David wrote this psalm, the Spirit of Christ in him prompted the words. This, therefore, is Christ's own prayer, not a prayer for himself alone, but one which he utters in and for afflicted humanity. When the mob came out against Jesus, they went backward and fell to the ground as soon as he spoke. Our text teaches us that it may be even the same with those who come out against us. We must not wait until we see such things ourselves, before we trust, but the words of the Lord must beget such confidence in us that we shall see them. God is our defense. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Our faith in God's protecting care is assured by the completeness with which we commit the keeping of ourselves to Him. To worry about the future, about support and protection, is the characteristic of heathenism. Our confidence in God as our defense is shown by our refraining from trying to defend ourselves. Whenever we undertake to defend ourselves from any kind of attack, we show that we do not believe that God will put our persecutors to flight and save us. Praise during warfare. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. When will the soul be joyful in God and rejoice in His salvation? At the very time when God is fighting for it. That is, even while the battle is raging. We shall not withhold our praises until we see the outcome. But, even before the battle begins, we shall be so sure that the victory will be ours that we shall sing for joy. It is with the praise of the helpless that God stills the enemy and the avenger, turning defeat to victory. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto you, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoils him. Note that the deliverance spoken of in this psalm is from physical as well as from spiritual ills. All my bones shall rejoice in salvation. Note also that God delivers the poor and needy from those who are spoiling him. We are not to lose heart and think that God has failed us, even if we are being plundered, for it is as easy for God to turn defeat into victory as it is to repulse the destroyer before he has attacked us. Prosperity for the afflicted and friends. Let them shout for joy, and be glad, that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Remember that God takes no pleasure in our adversity. It pleases him to see us prosperous. The first psalm assures us that those who wholly trust the Lord, not in any way interposing their way against his, shall have prosperity in all things. That is, the Lord brings only prosperity. Even adversity in his hands works good. It is important, also, to remember that blessings come not only to the one in trouble, but also to those who favor his cause. This should teach us always to sympathize with the afflicted, and to take the part of the oppressed.